Yo, what up? Welcome to Free Refill Podcast, where we come together as youth leaders to discuss the realities of leading in youth ministry. Our hope is that you leave refilled, refueled, and re-energized to carry on in ministry. I'm your host, Boss, coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm joined by my co-host, Dusty.
What's up?
Coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Each episode, we have a special guest, and today we have Lauren Mallory. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here with you guys.
We are so excited to have you. Before we jump into this conversation, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you located and how long you've been in ministry?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am currently serving as a youth groups director at the campus that I'm working at. I also lead our content writing team, and I've been in vocational ministry since August of 2020. So a whole 8 months.
Wow.
Very, very fresh.
Wow. And where are you located?
I am in Indiana.
Awesome. Sweet.
What it's so good to hear, just like we were talking pre-show, just about like the newness of it all and to hear like everything that you're responsible for. How cool is that? So
yeah, real quick, maybe I'm going to circumvent what Dusty's going to ask, but how has ministry been? What's it been like being starting vocational ministry in the peak of the pandemic? And share with us a little bit of the highlights or some of the realities of it.
Yeah, it has been a journey for sure. And, you know, there were points where I saw the value of it all, of like, this is a chance for me to see what it looks like for our team to adapt and to pivot and to be innovative and to really have to come together as a team to brainstorm how youth ministry has to take on multiple different forms, depending on what the current needs are of our community that we're serving in. And then there was also a point where I had to grieve a little bit because I realized like there are certain elements of working here that I'm kind of missing out on right now. You know, there is a unity among all staff that I don't get to experience because we can't all gather together in the same way. And so it's kind of like holding two things at once. Like there's this excitement and this is also fresh and new, and we're really being able to develop as leaders, but also be able to really recreate and dream about what this ministry could look like in a pandemic, but also just that really honest grieving of like, yeah, but this still is hard and there's still some loss in all of that.
Sweet.
Wow.
Wow.
So what was it like to come back and see, you know, do we obviously just, whenever this gets dropped, you know, we're recording this a day after Easter. So what was it like for you guys yesterday?
It was so special. And, you know, I wasn't here for Easter of last year, but hearing from some of the staff members who were here and how they weren't able to gather, and it almost felt kind of surreal for them to be able to stand in a room full of people just worshiping and celebrating together. Just kind of felt like it almost healed some of what had been lost in the past year.
That's awesome.
And I would imagine it was a little bit surreal for you as well, if this was potentially one of the early times of y'all coming back with people in the same space of the congregation coming in.
Mm-hmm. It's been so funny because when I got here in August, you know, we were still fully virtual and we had staff members in the auditorium on Sunday mornings, just so our pastor could have some energy to feed off of in the room while they recorded the sermons. And since then, it's been kind of a steady progression of, you know, more people kind of creeping in once it got safe to allow people back in. And, you know, we've had different ways that we've maintained that social distancing and kept it safe for everyone. But to see people who are entering into the building for the first time in over a year was just incredible. And so it's just so interesting to see that build up again over the course of the past 8 months.
Sure. That's cool. That's really cool. Dusty, you've got a couple other questions to get to know Lauren before we jump in.
Yeah. So, I mean, for people who keep listening to our episodes on this podcast, being Free Refills, we usually ask the same question, is like, what is your drink of choice, right? If it's outside, you know, people, we have to dismiss the water because everyone's right, like, right. Well, water, right? Especially like in the new year, like, well, I'm only drinking water. I'm like, congratulations. Well, I'll check in with you in 3 months and we'll see what you're drinking. But what's your drink of choice if you're going to go to something outside of water?
If I'm going to choose something different, it's probably going to be like, it's got to be fresh lemonade.
Really?
So we're talking like fresh squeezed lemons, like on a nice summer day. That just sounds perfect.
There you go. Lemonade. So is there a certain type, like you like to do it yourself, or you have like a certain brand that you would drink if it wasn't fresh squeezed?
Ooh, I've never actually made it myself. I think that's something that'd be really fun to try. I'd probably just, honestly, I'm not super picky with brands. I'd probably just go in the gas station on a road trip and pick whichever looks the best.
There you go. So, yeah. There you go. I have some people in our creative team that will literally only buy drinks like that based off branding.
Gotcha.
And like look. And so I'm like, you don't even know if it tastes good.
Right.
It doesn't matter to them. What's something that you are just like loving to watch right now? What are you streaming? What are you watching in your free time whenever you have it?
Yes. So I just finished WandaVision.
Did you?
This past month, okay. Which loved that. It honestly exceeded my expectations for it because I really went in not anticipating just the exact storytelling they were going to choose. And it was very good. And I'm currently watching Superstore on Hulu, okay. Which has been really fun. It's just a little sitcom. I worked retail through a lot of the pandemic. So it's been kind of fun to watch all of that and see how they portray what it's like to just work in a store. And it follows the cast of characters who work there. So
yeah, no, that's a good one too. What's a book that you're reading or a book that you're just like, that you just love, that you feel like anybody listening needs to read?
Yes, I am currently reading a book called Try Softer. It's by Andy Kolber. And it's a book that helps us move out of anxiety and stress and into this try softer approach, you know, instead of like, hey, let's try hard, like, let's keep pushing ourselves. But instead, she calls the readers to try softer and instead, like, compassionately listen to your bodies and see what you need from a physical, mental, emotional standpoint and be able to give yourself that care and equip. It equips readers with the tools that they need to be able to do that. And it is so good. So highly, highly, highly recommend that, especially if you're in ministry. It's just been really valuable for me to read.
Well, that's a great segue. We'll put that book in the show notes and that stuff like that so people can find that. But it's a great segue into our topic, right, boss?
Yeah. So that book is a perfect segue into our theme for this month, which is prioritizing our physical health. There's a lot of time that we've spent talking about our emotional health, our mental health. We did that a couple weeks ago, and also our spiritual health. A lot of times, though, I think that our physical health kind of gets pushed to the side as it's a priority at the very beginning of the year. But then as we get into the year, we kind of forget about it, especially in youth ministry when we go, what's the cheapest option that we can buy? What's the quickest thing that we can get our hands on? Because we are hungry right now, or we need to push something out to our leaders, to our students, and it turns out that it's all just sugar based. And so then we're like, well, we'll take that and we'll put that out there. And then our physical health, it takes a toll on us. So we're talking about our physical health and how we can make this a priority and push this to the top and how this has an impact on a lot of our life, actually, more than we realize. So we asked Lauren to sit with us. Lauren, we're excited to have this conversation. I'm excited to hear from you as you are new in ministry, relatively speaking, to Dusty and I, and some of the things you're walking into, but then kind of sharing with us your experience with some of the things you're realizing. So to kick us off in the conversation, to get us started, share with us about for your personal journey, maybe there was a moment, maybe there was a series of moments that happened that then you then decided, okay, this is the moment that I'm changing and I'm going to start making my physical health a priority for my life. Can you go with that? And then who knows where the conversation will go? That'll help us get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's okay with you guys, I might take a few steps back and kind of give some backstory with that too, because I have a feeling there might be several listeners who can really identify with some of these things. So truly, you know, ever since I was old enough to understand what it meant to be maybe overweight or unhealthy, like I knew that that's what I was and was able to recognize that from a really young age, which is a lot for a kid to process, right? Sure. Because we have this cultural mindset that our bodies need to look and function a certain way. And so I think even from a young age, we're able to identify that and we're able to even begin to put that pressure on ourselves. So, you know, by the time I'm in middle school, high school, I am really interested in dieting and weight loss and exercise and that sort of thing. And I went through, you know, several different cycles of, you know, that like crash dieting of like, really fast results in a really short amount of time that can be good for a season if done well, but truly just not sustainable for a lifetime. And so I've had those moments of like, okay, tomorrow's going to be different. Next week, we're going to start it. I've had those moments you know, since I was in middle school, truly, you know, and there were so many times where it felt so hopeful and it felt so promising of like, okay, finally, like this is the time that I'm figuring this out and I'm going to move forward in my health and fitness and just work on those things. And then there would be some sort of setback or some sort of, you know, I get bored, I fail, fall short, whatever, or get busy, you know, like you mentioned, like a lot of times, like our physical health gets put on the back burner. And so it has just been a struggle. And I think it's good to acknowledge that, like, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to prioritize. And I think that this is so common for many of us where like, we have that thought in the back of our minds, like, what if I was able to really focus on becoming a healthier version of myself? Mm-hmm. What if I could really prioritize my physical health? And that's in the back of our mind, but there's so much else in front of us that we need to focus on that it just keeps getting pushed to the side.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a tension that I think I've navigated for a really long time, because when I imagined my future self, like it was always a fitter, healthier, more active version of myself, but I wasn't in the present, like actively doing anything about it, you know? Yeah. So more recently, truly, like this has been kind of a year-long journey for me, I think. And genuinely, if you would have told me a year ago that I would be talking about this topic on a podcast, I would have been like, that is a hysterical joke, you know, but like not gonna happen because of how many times it's just been so challenging. And so a little bit of like geographical context here. I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee at the beginning of the pandemic, just kind of took like an unintentional gap year after college, was kind of figuring things out and working a couple odd jobs. And the pandemic very suddenly, obviously, came into the scene, as we all know, and sent me back home. I'm originally from Michigan, so I'm moving. And I'm assuming like, yeah, I might be home hanging with the parents for a couple weeks, a month maybe. Sure, and of course, as we all know, that turns into a whole summer before I ended up moving here with this new job. And so, you know, I know a lot of people started going on walks with their families, started, you know, just really like, oh, like this is a good time to, you know, prioritize some of these things. And so I went on a walk and I reached out to, you know, my best friend from home and was like, hey, like, you want to catch up and we can just, you know, walk together in the neighborhood. And so we met up and that really quickly turned into us training for a 5K because I was like, okay, I'm going to be here a lot longer than I think that I am. And we might as well just like, this is something that we can do safe outside and still be distanced from one another, but still be together. So like, let's just go for it, you know? And it was so incredible because when I was in middle school and high school, you better believe I was not running that mile, you know, in gym class. Yeah. Like, and it's not even because I didn't want to be, but because I physically like, well, honestly, I probably could have, but I think I told myself I couldn't because of my current physical state. And so there was something so special about like, we walked on that same track the whole summer that I tried to run the mile in high school and couldn't. And that was, you know, emotional for a teenage girl who's comparing herself to everyone around her. Yeah. And as we were running together and as we were training, like, and we're talking all things new, right? Like it felt like God was almost like empowering me to redeem a different part of my story, to look back on my younger self with some more compassion and to think like, and I don't know if this sounds weird or not, but part of me was kind of doing it for my teen self of like, man, like I wish she would know some different things then. And I wish I could help her see her value and her beauty and that like she is equipped to do so much more than she thinks she can, you know, and to be able to just go for it. And so there was something just so special about that for us. And so we ended up training for that 5K and it wasn't a, you know, legit 5K, obviously, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, but we hit a trail and we went for it. And it was just, it was very, very, I don't even know, just being able to practice that long-term endurance and in community. And to be quite frank, like, if she hadn't been doing it with me, I wouldn't have done it, you know? So I very easily saw the value in community in that experience.
Yeah. So there's two really cool things that you just said. One, you just ended with, but one I want to say is like, listen, I've been on many walks. Never was the outcome a 5K.
Right.
So I don't know what y'all talked about, but like, I have been, like I said, I've been on many walks and not one time was I thinking about doing a 5K. So obviously power to you guys and just like the inspiration you guys gave each other. But I think that the most important thing too, on top of that, is like, talk about how you just ended that. You just said like, if she wasn't doing this with me, I think so often, well, we say this all the time in ministry, right? We say ministry, don't do ministry alone. Mm-hmm. But like so many times we, especially with our, you know, fitness and all that kind of stuff, we kind of want to like, I feel like there's two pendulums, right? We want everybody in on it. So we're just going to like put it all on Instagram and like, watch my journey, right? Or we're like, don't want anybody to see it. Mm-hmm. And so like, where did you land? And then how did that friendship project your journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, my friend and I had spent 4 years apart in college. And so it almost felt like this was an excuse for us to just be together, you know, and to catch up and to be able to have some really meaningful conversations. And so I think that's part of what propelled us to really commit to it is that we're like, well, we know we get to hang out and we get to be together. And there were definitely days where, you know, we'd get up and I would text her and be like, okay, you still up for the run? And she'd be like, you know what? I'm really not feeling it today, but let's do it. Like, we're going to do it anyway. Because it's so easy to talk yourself out of it. It truly is. Like, it takes 5 seconds after your alarm wakes you up to hit the snooze and say, you know what? Today's not a good day for it. But to have that accountability and to have that person who helps literally get you out of bed because you know they're going to be there at the track waiting for you, like, really changed the game, I think. And there is just such a beauty and a vulnerability in inviting other people into that space with you. Because if you think about it, like, you know, you're inviting that person or that group of people to literally see you at your physical weakness. Like, yeah. Hey, here's me when I can't even take another few steps because my legs are so tired, and you are literally seeing me at my weak state, and we're able to share in that community with one another. And I just think that adds so much value to it. And I do think there are people who are just gifted with the ability to really propel themselves and to really just go for it on their own. And I think that's really great. But I would also just challenge, like, I still think you might be missing out on something if you're not still doing that within community, because maybe you have the ability to propel another, you know, maybe you have the ability to partake in that in community. And I just think that just excels the value.
That's good. So did this journey that started for you and where you started to go like, okay, this is the moment we're going, was this the beginning of a domino effect of some other things, or was this potentially one of the dominoes that fell because of something else, if that makes sense, where it's like, were you prioritizing other parts first and you were going, yeah, this is seems to be for me the thing that is always the setback that pauses a lot of stuff. Do you understand what I'm trying to ask? Maybe I've asked a terrible question and framed it wrong, but.
No, I think I'm tracking with you. Okay. I would say it was the beginning for me. I think because while the pandemic took a lot from us, for me in the season that I was in, it finally gave me an opportunity to prioritize a few things that I had pushed away. And so now, you know, what else am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, sure. I don't want to be trapped inside, but you know, I live close to some really nice trails back at home. And so it really kind of opened the door for that. And then I think that is what kind of pushed the next domino, which I can talk about that.
Yeah.
Is that I realized that summer that if I was really going to see physical change, first I needed a mental and an emotional change, you know, which probably ties in a lot with what you guys have already been talking about. Sure. But for me, if I'm being honest, a lot of my thought process behind wanting to be healthier back when I was, you know, in high school and college was fully based on how I looked, you know, fully based on how I presented myself. And at one point there kind of came a shift where it was less focused on how I looked and more about what my body was actually capable of doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you think of your ideal body type, like Lizzo, you know, 3-time Grammy award winning artist, activist, she's plant-based vegan and she works out all the time. And people have all sorts of things to say about her body. And one of the things that she responded with was like, I do this for my ideal body type. And that is based on like what it's capable of and what it can do. And so I started to kind of think about that. And like, you know, for me, it's, you know, I want a body that's able to run and to lift heavy things and has endurance and is taken care of. You know, it's less about my appearance and more about what I'm actually able to cultivate within this body that God's given me to sustain ministry, to, you know, be able to truly be present with others. And that really changed things for me, which was a really helpful realization in the summer that helped me to kind of look on my body with a bit more just love and compassion that this body, you know, one, it's home to the Holy Spirit, which hard to fathom, hard to wrap your mind around, right? But like, it has carried me through a lot, you know, like I've walked a lot of steps in this body, and like, it's a gift that God's given me that he designed for me, you know, that I can leverage in a way that is able to truly like carry the gospel to others, you know? So it just kind of helps change that mindset. And I think that's something that really set me up for success with this current season that I'm in right now.
That's really good.
You know, I've recently, probably in the last like eight months, has been joining this like movement of not for my shirt, but movement for CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I am a very large individual. Okay. I'm like 6'3", 240. So like CrossFit's not built for me. Okay. Like these people are insane. I love the reason why I show up one time a week is because the camaraderie of them, they don't really care about the way they look. They don't care the way I look. They just want to see drive. They want to see you compete with yourself. I'm not competing against anybody else. You're competing with yourself to do exactly what you just said. Like, what can this body do? And that's where I was at, you know, being nearly 35, you know, former athlete. I just want to know, like, can my body still do anything? Because there's that fear that you have that you just like, if it can't, or if we don't try, then we just kind of like give up on it. And I think that that leads into like our mental, you know, our mental health, and we start to defeat ourselves. And so I also want to kind of like maybe unpack, if you can, maybe times in your life where you feel like that physical health, we talked about this in the beginning, it's the one that gets pushed further back than our mental health, emotional, spiritual health. Talk about like, how do we not drop that off with also out sacrificing the others? So is that like, how have you balanced those?
Yeah. And I can honestly say not well all the time. It's definitely a trial and error sort of deal. I feel like, I think sometimes we go in with it with the mindset that like, I'm making this commitment and I'm making this decision, and from then on, you know, we're gonna keep moving forward. But I think there are times where you have to reevaluate and you have to reassess priorities and figure out what's realistic for you. And, you know, for example, after the summer was over, you know, I run this 5K, I'm feeling really good, really excited. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to start training for the next one as soon as I move and start this new job. And so I moved to Indiana and I'm working a new job. I've also got a second job working part-time. So I'm working 55 hours. I'm on a bit of a tighter budget, you know, figuring things out in ministry for the first time, and everything physical health gets pushed to the back burner, quite frankly, you know. And I was functioning in that way for probably like 3 months, where a lot of the steps that I had taken forward, you know, kind of started to peel back a little bit because I was so afraid of taking on too much. And I was so afraid of burning myself out too quickly, which, you know, is something that we talk about all the time in ministry is, you know, how do you avoid burnout? Like, how do you take care of yourself? And, you know, all of those things. And so I think I finally got to a point because I started to recognize how many no's I was saying, you know, like, no, I'm not going to meal plan. I'm not going to prioritize, you know, what I'm buying in the grocery store because that takes too much time. No, I'm not going to plan healthy meals because that's too much money. You know, no, I'm not going to afford a gym membership because I'm too busy to go to a gym anyway. And that's just another thing on my budget that I have to calculate, and all of those no's. And I finally, probably in like November, you know, really sat back and I asked myself, okay, like, Lauren, what would it look like for you to say yes to prioritizing your health right now in this season? Like, what would it look like for you to truly commit to the yeses instead of the no's? Because the reality is, a budget can be moved around. You know, there are things that I'm already spending on that I don't need to be. I can make it work if I need to make it work and if I make that a priority. And yes, I can find time to go to the gym and I can find time to prioritize, you know, moving my body and working on physical activity, because quite frankly, there's a lot of time wasters out there that we just become kind of numb to. And so I started to ask myself that question. And as opportunities came up, I said yes, you know. So as I built my community here of the people who I've really invited into that space, you know, we've said those yeses together with one another, and then we hold each other accountable to those yeses. And I feel like that has been the biggest the biggest game changer truly in the past like 5 months probably is I feel like I'm finally able to really develop some really good habits and routines that aren't just a crash diet phase or aren't just a, you know, seasonal thing, but this is something that is actually going to be sustainable even in ministry.
That's good. And I think what you said just then was really cool to hear too, is it wasn't yes to it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's where a lot of people fall, is I have to say yes to it all, or I just can't do any of it. And you're like, no, just what's your one yes, right? If the one yes was, I can't make it to the gym, but I can meal prep. All right, so I'm gonna get my eating habits right. Then it's like, oh man, my body feels good. My you know, I want to shout out my wife. My wife, man, she went hard last summer. And I mean, she just shredded weight like crazy. And I was just like, wow, you know, and she's like, I just feel so good. And then she's like, and then she felt like she looked good. She started to back up. Cause again, life, busy, pandemic, all that kind of stuff. Like she started to back up and she just told me the other day, and like, you're a husband. So I'm being a husband. I'm just kind of like listening. And she just says like, I don't really care what I look like. She's like, I just feel good. And I said, and that's the most important thing, is that you just feel good. Like looking good. You brought up Lizzo. Looking good is relative. It has to be only relative to you and your significant other. Like that's about it. It's relative to that. It's relative to you first, period. Then if you wanted to add something, it's your significant other. Like that's all that matters. Like I want my wife to know, like, do I look good for you? I don't really care if I look good for the rest of the world. Do I look good for you? Is this, because I don't really work out for myself. Like I don't have great eating habits. I never will. I literally, people are like, man, you must love the gym. No. I work out so I'm not 400 pounds. That's why I work out. And so I work out for that. And I just know like it's going to help me longevity, and my wife is going to appreciate it. Right. But like my whole thing is I love that you just said, say yes to one thing. What's the one thing that you can reprioritize, refocus on, and then amplify that one yes, and then like let that be a domino, you know. I don't know if Boss has a question, but I'll go bringing up the domino. You did say that there was like a domino of like the beginning that kind of like hindered you. Then like you talk about the next domino. What were the other dominoes, if you could name them, in your journey?
I would say the next one was probably that moment of deciding to say yes and to just really, really begin prioritizing just one thing after the other. And what I found during that time was that, you know, let's say I started with meal planning. Once I get into a good rhythm and routine, I actually realize how much of a time saver that is. And I realize how much it you know, I'm not going to stop at a drive-thru on the way home from work if I know that I already have a meal planned and ready to hit the microwave as soon as I get home, right? So I see the benefit in that and how that actually helps my work routine and it helps my overall life, that I'm like, okay, well, let's see what the next one does. You know what I mean? So you kind of almost start to crave like, okay, what's that next thing that could actually end up really, really helping me in that. So I would say that. And then I would say the next domino is finding my community of people here in Indiana, who are walking this journey with me, you know, cause I had that in the summertime, but as soon as I moved here, you know, it kind of felt like square one again. You know, there's so much change and adjusting, and, you know, I have two really, really good friends here who, you know, we're all in very similar journeys and really excited about the same things and able to really encourage and hold one another accountable. And it's that same mentality. You know, we've been going to the gym at 5:30 in the morning, you know, 5:36 on the weekdays. We have different schedules, so we really got to be flexible with each other. And that's just the best time that fits. And there are days where I know the only reason I'm getting out of bed is because I know that she's going to be at the gym, and I know that she's going to be there, and that, you know, she just had a long day the day before, and that we're going to be there together. And so truly, I think that domino is just finding that accountability. And then I would say the next one's been seeing how it's affected my work life, you know, and how it's affected ministry. And that, you know, I was the college kid who was hitting the snooze, you know, three times a morning, who woke up and did a math equation of like, okay, how much can I sleep in and still be to chapel on time, you know, do that math really quick and then, you know, go back to bed or whatever. And so never been a morning person, never even thought that I could be, quite frankly. And, you know, now I'm in the season where for the past 2 months, you know, I've been getting up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning. And for me personally, like by the time I get to work, you know, around 9 o'clock, I already feel so energized and I already feel like I've accomplished so much in the morning that from 9 to noon are like my highest levels of productivity. And so now I'm in a rhythm, in a routine where I'm not feeling super burnt up by the time I get to work because I've just flown out of bed and, you know, sped the whole way there or whatever, like I normally would have. But instead, I'm actually able to like prioritize different tasks in my work week, depending on what my energy levels are going to be. So it just like, it really helps you like know your body better. And so being able to see how that helps benefit, you know, even the work that I'm doing here of being able to really get in a good and healthy routine so that I'm not just totally frazzled at work all the time has actually been really helpful. So I would say that's another domino for sure.
So how did your view, going back a little bit, of when you realized how many things you were saying no to, and the way that you viewed yourself and potentially thought like, it's not possible. You asked that question and said, what if, what does that look like? You know, you immediately in that moment start to open up possibilities that you thought were impossible. How did all of that, we're talking about dominoes, how did that affect your spiritual journey and your view and your relationship with God, where you were, did that have an impact? Was that protected? Was that a whole separate thing?
Yeah. Something that I've been really reflecting on, I think this past year, when it comes to just spirituality and, you know, the different goals and pressures that we put on ourselves, you know, even, you know, when I graduated from college and didn't have a job lined up right away, like that was devastating for me. Or when I have this idea of like, by the time I'm in my 20s, like that's when I'm going to be at peak fitness. That's when I'm going to be doing these things. And then I'm not there. And it's like, oh no, you know, I feel like I failed. I feel like, you know, these things that these passions that God have put on my heart, like something's just not lining up here. And I was reminded last year about the story of Jesus's baptism and how this is before he goes into the wilderness. This is before he does any big miraculous healings and teachings and does his ministry and, you know, fulfills his purpose on earth. And he's baptized and, you know, you hear the voice of God from above that said, like, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. And in my mind, I'm like, man, wouldn't God say that? Like after he, you know, rises from the dead, you know what I mean? Like that's the moment where he's like, this is my son. But, you know, it's this beautiful picture of like before Jesus even starts his ministry, before he's done anything exceptionally noteworthy or anything incredibly profound, you know, like God is just so delighted that like, this is my son. And so I've had to try and cultivate this mindset within myself of reminding me, like, there's so much that I set out to do in life. There's so many goals that I have, but before I do any of that, like God is just delighted that I'm his daughter and that should be enough for me, you know, and that should be something that actually gives me peace and gives me freedom in those goals. And allows me to have grace for myself when I'm maybe not where I thought I would be. And I think that's been really healing. And then I would say the other thing too, that's been helpful with this whole journey and spirituality is that like, God cares about our physical bodies. Yeah. You know, like I think about the story of Elijah when he is running from Jezebel, he's in the cave and he is, you know, mentally and emotionally tapped out. He is physically exhausted. He is just going through it. And feels as though he's the last of the prophets, feels as though, you know, no one hears him, no one sees him. And he's just absolutely devastated and prays this really honest prayer to God of like, God, just take me now, you know? And, and the angel comes to him in the cave. And what's the solution to that? You know, it's eat a good meal and take a nap. You know what I mean? Like get physically replenished, like take care of your body and then we'll be able to handle the rest. You know, it's not, okay, we'll just pray these emotions away. Like, you know, if you had stronger faith or whatever, but like God cares about our bodies and like being able to kind of see that has really changed it too.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. I think there's, I think, you know, we all fall into a trap of, we see this, like, you know, we see these diets, we see the groups that are like, oh, we're going to go on a diet. And the only measure is weight lost, is numbers off of a scale. And you're like, I mean, that's good. For some people, not for all of us, like, because numbers on a scale don't equate anything, like, really, like, you could be, like, at an acceptable size, but internally be, like, nah, you're messed up, cholesterol's way off the charts, you know, all these things are whacked out for you, and so I appreciate you saying, like, you know, you're like, No, it's how I felt. It's how I feel. Like, here's all the ripple effects. Here's all the things that happened. It got into a good rhythm. And you're right. Like, I'm an early riser too. And I love the mornings, because by the time we get to the work time of 9 o'clock or whatever you want to enter into the office, even if that's just your house and the door shutting, you feel more like energized and like, let's knock it out of the park rather than dragging in and trying to get started. I think that's super good. What would you say, maybe a practical thing, and it's not a quick fix of any sorts. That's not what we're looking for here, but what would you say to somebody who's like, they were your older self saying no, 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 no. What would you say to them? Maybe as one thing, like, here's an easy on-ramp into this all things new journey for yourself.
Yeah, I would say just find your yes, you know, among all the no's, maybe even list them out. Like, what are the specific things that are holding you back, and how can you rewrite one of them? And, you know, maybe just commit to doing that for a season and see how that affects your day to day and see how that helps propel you into a life of better holistic health. And then when you're ready, let's add on another one. You know, like, it is a trial and error process. And I would add to it too. I know you only asked for one thing, but here's a bonus, you know, like, expect failure and embrace that that's not a sign to quit. And that's not a reason to back down, but instead it actually highlights a need and it shows your own potential, and that should excite you. You know, so if you're already, you know, really going at it at the gym, or you're already, you know, steps ahead where you want to be, and you go in for a PR one day and just totally bomb it, you know, like, that just shows that there's room for improvement. And that shows a highlight of a way that you can keep pushing yourself. And so I would say too, like, learn to embrace that, to not let it, you know, cause you to stop, but to propel you to move forward too.
Yeah. So I have a question, which maybe turns into a challenge. So you, with this walk that you took on with your friend, turned into a 5K, you know, you now have this new group, this journey. Is there like a competition? Is there something like a 5K? Is there something kind of like an event that you guys are like aiming for right now? Cause then I have a follow-up question or challenge to that.
Yeah. So my friends and I here in Indiana, we actually sat down a couple of weeks ago and we wrote out our own like health and fitness milestones. So we made some really specific goals, you know, like, I want to be able to deadlift this amount of pounds. I want to be able to run at, you know, this miles per hour rate, you know, for this long, or I want to build my endurance up to this specific point. And we're kind of tracking those milestones together, and we're aware of what one another's milestones are. And so we're able to really speak that into one another and really able to push each other. And so we're still kind of thinking through some sort of like celebratory way for us to just, you know, throw a little party when we get to, you know, whatever that point is. And so we're still kind of dreaming about those things. And we're in the middle of a specific training plan at the gym right now. But once that's over, we're actually going to train for a 5K this summer. Cause it just feels at this point, it just feels like the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a year. And to be able to kind of continue that momentum with the community that I have here, you know, would just be so much fun. So we're going to give that a go.
Yeah. Cause my follow-up to that is, if you know, you or anybody listening, I know the most, if you can set a date on something to where it's, and it's not a date that you set, but a date that something else set, like that 5K that you guys are going to sign up for, like, it's out of your control. Like, it's, there's a date. And like, if you sign up, you pay for it. When you have an investment, when you have skin in the game and you've paid, you're going, you know what I mean? Like, I did like the CrossFit Open where I competed against people in my age group across the world. Listen, it was terrible. Like, I did terrible, but I just wanted to do it to see what I could do. Right. And so like, I paid for it. It was only $20, but man, did I, like, I was in pain showing up every single day. Like, okay, I paid for this. I have to do this. You know what I mean? And my wife, you can't even pick up your arms. Like, I'm going anyway, you know? And so it's like, what happened was, is I think that if whoever's listening, if you don't have something that's out there, like, there's tons of stuff out there. There's obstacle races, there's 5Ks, there's 3Ks, there's something, there's fun runs. Like, find something that's set out there and pay for it, buy in, sign up, register, whatever it is, because now you have a goal outside of, you're going to feel good, right? this is after you start feeling good, after you start seeing results, and that you just, you feel good about you, then give yourself something, or otherwise you're just going to be like, it's easier to go, you know, I can have a cheat day. I don't have to go to the gym. Like, but if you know that that date's coming up, it's like a dentist cleaning for me. It's like, I got to floss more. I got to brush more. Like, cause you know that that date is set. And so I think that, you know, it's so cool to hear that you guys have, that you guys are thinking through that.
I think the way that you described, you know, going on a walk and what came from that walk, it's, sorry if I'm over spiritualizing this, but it's just crazy how it all works together in my mind. Like, you and your friend went on a walk and that turned into possibilities and it changed your life in a real easy way to put it, that I'm like, that's what Jesus did. Jesus was like, hey, come with me. I mean, he said, follow me. We most likely they just went on a walk and he was like, here's the rest of your life. Let me just change you. Let me tell you about the possibilities, sort of thing. And I just think it's a super cool illustration and a lived-in illustration for your journey where you're walking with people and you're saying, come with me. Let's go do this. Let's go see what the possibilities are. So I've been thinking about that ever since you shared that story. So I just think that's really cool. Lauren, as we get ready to wrap up, is there something that we missed? Something that you were like, I've been dying to say this and I'm ready to say it. Or maybe we've said it all and you're like, I've shared everything I need to share and there's nothing else that's there.
Yeah, there is. There's one thing, you know, cool. As I was preparing for this conversation, I was just kind of reflecting and thinking like, what is the one thing that I hope somebody takes away from this conversation? And the thing that's just really been on my mind and my heart, you know, even as I've thought about my younger self and I've thought about, you know, having compassion for teenage Lauren, you know, I just want to offer a challenge that your students, they notice the way that you talk about your body, you know, like they notice the way that you view yourself. And, you know, students already experience so much cultural pressure to look and act and perform a certain way. And so, you know, some examples, like, you know, if you're playing ball with the guys and they're just totally destroying you, like it's really easy to want to like crack a joke and be like, man, guys, I'm so out of shape, you know, whatever. But like, instead to maybe say something like, man, guys, I'm so glad I get to play with you because you really push me to build my endurance. Like, you guys are like making me stronger, you know? Or with the girls, like, you know, summer's coming up, I'm trying to drop that 20 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
Instead to say, man, I love that the weather's getting warmer because that gives me an opportunity to like go for walks and do things outside and just like care for my body better. You know, like students, what they really need is to see adults with imperfect bodies walking in confidence and assurance in who God has created them to be. And that's enough, you know, like that there is so much joy and contentment in who God has designed us to be, and that he gives us the opportunity to pursue health in a really healthy way that doesn't cause more damage than it needs to, you know? So that's my biggest challenge, is to really just be cautious and be aware of even how you might crack a joke about your body or how you might talk about your own, you know, fitness and health goals, to do it in a way that creates good conversation and that maybe creates some life for some students, that they can see a different narrative than what they normally see in our culture.
Love it. I love it. That's so good. That's such a good challenge invitation for all of us to take on. Yeah, I am going to start reflecting on how I speak about myself and think about myself. So thank you for that. Lauren, how can people connect with you? Maybe they heard something along the way. They're like, I got to talk to her. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I would say the best way is probably on Instagram. You can find me at LaurenMallory60. So that's the best way.
Sweet. We'll drop that in the info, in the description, so that people can find that quickly. Lauren, thank you for your time. Thanks for sitting with us in this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun.
Awesome. Well, I'm inspired by Lauren. I'm inspired by her journey and the beginning of her journey and how it has transformed into her lifestyle. One choice, one decision to go on a walk turned into a 5K, It turned into a lot of things, and that created a ripple effect that has transformed the way that she views herself in the world and how she navigates and how she ministers the students. I'm inspired by her. That was a really, really fun conversation. It's a fun conversation for me because making my physical health a priority is something I strive for. It's something that I choose every day. I'm not the greatest. I tell myself yes. I tell myself no. We all struggle with it, but it's exciting to hear someone's journey, to be inspired by that and think, I could do that too. I could make the right next choice, or what's best for me, and make this a priority, and it could start real small. My hope is that you heard something that you're inspired by. You have thought about something else that you need to start with. I want to invite you to start with something. Look at all, maybe take an inventory of how many times you've told yourself no, and tell yourself yes in a positive way. I know a lot of times we say yes to things that make us feel good. We say yes to junk food. We say yes to a lot of different things that cause us to go down a different road. But let's talk about some of the things. Let's look at the things that we say yes to that can help us in a positive light and see the possibilities if we were to make that choice. I hope that you found inspiration in this again. And there are people that are just like you, who are struggling, who don't know where to start, are overwhelmed potentially, and want to journey together in this, and who are youth leaders. And we would love for you to get connected with them. Check us out on our website. You can search for them in your area. It's a real easy way to get connected with people if you aren't already. And if you are, push into it. Hold somebody accountable. Walk with them physically. Do something together, because together we're better together, ultimately. And you are not alone in this. All of us are dealing with something. We are carrying something. We struggle with something. And many of us, it's our physical health. And we need to make this better, because it makes students better. It makes all of us better. Thanks for joining us. Like, subscribe, rate it, review it. Do all of those things. It helps us be seen better, and we can elevate this to a higher platform. We're not trying to elevate ourselves. We just want this message to get out to other people. But until then, blessings. Peace.